Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
House committee stalled. Uphill climb. I'm Elliot Francis. The cancellation of a scheduled hearing before the House Intelligence Committee is leading to accusations that the group may not be capable of acting independently. Meanwhile, the Senate's moving forward. Correspondent Mando Raju.
With the House panel canceling public and private meetings this week, the Senate Intelligence Committee is quietly pressing ahead with new plans to interview Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, over contacts he had with the Russian ambassador and a top official at a Russian bank tied to the Kremlin. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says this panel can do the job, rejecting calls for an independent commission.
Meanwhile, Senator Chuck Schumer says Neil Gorsuch has an uphill climb for Supreme Court confirmation. Correspondent Brianna Keeler.
He would need 8 Democrats or independents who go along generally with Democrats in the Senate. And right now, it's not looking great for 60 votes.
A final vote is scheduled for April 7th. I'm Elliot Francis. Surrounded by coal miners Tuesday, President Trump reversed Obama White House policies designed to reduce pollution. Bob Costantini reports.
The head of the nation's largest coal company revealed that he urged President Trump to temper his expectations, or at least as he led on to the miners on hand.
I made them this promise. We will put our miners back to work.
Mike Brune of the Sierra Club.
Coal jobs are not going to be coming back in any kind of large quantities whatsoever.
Solar energy now employs 5 times as many Americans as coal production.
The actions that President Trump has taken represent the largest attack on climate action in our country's history.
But towns with coal-fired power plants slated to close are hoping Mr. Trump's actions will keep them open. Bob Costantini, Washington.
2 former aides to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie scheduled to be sentenced today for their roles in the 2013 Bridgegate scandal. Bridget Kelly and Bill Barone were convicted last November on counts, including wire fraud and conspiracy. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. A Friday court date's been set for the younger of the two Rockville High School rape suspects as his attorney asks for a bond review.
Defense attorney Maria Mena is representing 17-year-old Jose Montano. She is urging caution.
I just think they want to paint these kids as these terrible rapists, and we don't have the full story.
Mena says there is new evidence that shows Montano received explicit text messages from the girl the night before the alleged incident.
Based on reading messages, text messages, we feel that this was consensual.
On Friday, she plans to ask the court to take a look at the new evidence and review her client's bond. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Vandals broke into a Fairfax County home south of Alexandria over the weekend and ripped up a family's copy of the Quran and scrawled obscenities over other Muslim artifacts, including prayer books. In addition, property, including the family's green cards, were stolen. The activists are calling on police to investigate this as a hate crime. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's expecting a fight with the Republican majority when lawmakers return to Richmond next week to deal with his tweaks to the state budget. The governor wants to slash funding for a state celebration marking the 400th year of Virginia's House of Burgesses at Jamestown. He says the extra money is needed to cope with problems caused by President Trump. It's been a contentious year for McAuliffe overall. He's vetoed 40 of the General Assembly's bills. The fiscal waters are a little more calm in Annapolis, where Maryland lawmakers have passed the state budget with 2 weeks to go in the session.
The Maryland General Assembly has given final approval to the state's $43.5 billion budget for the next fiscal year. As part of the effort to build up savings, budget negotiators agreed to spread out a $20 million retention package over 4 years instead of one as an incentive to keep Marriott headquartered in Maryland. The state currently has about $860 million in its rainy day fund. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 20,701, the NASDAQ at 5,875. In sports, the Wizards take their first division title in 38 years with a win over the Lakers. Alex Ovechkin scores a hat trick before TJ Oshie beats Minnesota with a goal in overtime. And President Trump says no to throwing out the first pitch at the Nats home opener on Monday. WMAL News Times 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather, then mornings on the mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are knocking it out of the park in home sales. They just sold Mike and Maria's home on Silver Meteor Court in Manassas in only 7 days and for 100% of the asking price. Sarah and Debbie are experts in pre-marketing your home while you're getting it ready to sell. Sarah and Debbie generate such buyer demand that when your home hits the market, they may already have several buyers ready to buy it. This kind of pent-up buyer demand can get you top dollar and get you packing fast. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. In fact, they have over 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive database. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Do what I would do and call the only real estate team you need to make this happen. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Listen to Retirement Key Radio featuring Abe and Shelley Abish, Sundays at 3 on WMAL.
505 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a good start around the Beltway, Virginia and Maryland without any troubles. Coming in from the west, good. 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway runs well. And running up at speed is 29-95 BW Parkway, all pushing to the Beltway. Again, so no worries there on our early ride. And heading over our Anacostia crossings look good as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds early and mild weather in, a north breeze though, and developing sunshine as we get into the afternoon, 66 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 58 in Herndon, 55 in Bowie, 59 at Reagan National. Three veteran storm trackers are killed while chasing a tornado in Texas. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Hey, joining us on the show today at 6:35, we'll talk to Mark Morano of the Climate Depot on President Trump's climate executive order that he signed yesterday. At 7:05, Matthew Elliott of pro-Brexit Vote Leave campaign, the Leave campaign, that was pro-Brexit. He's going to join us as well to talk about that. At 8:05, it's Doug McElwee from the Fox News Channel. And at 8:35, Acting Metro Police Chief Peter Newsham is joining us. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And let's talk about what the president had to do yesterday on this climate front. He signed an executive order which rolled back many of the climate policies of the Obama administration. And I know that there are many people out there within the sound of my voice who would say, oh, well, that, if Obama did it, and then we're again it, so that's a good idea. But, I mean, really what this comes down to, according to the president, is that it will create new jobs, and he felt that the carbon emission standards that have been set by the Obama administration would have killed a lot of jobs, mm-hmm. especially in the coal industry. So here's a question. You know, I think that there are people who are angels are on both sides of this issue in some ways. You know, there are those who believe, look, we really do need to do something about the environment, and we do need to do something about jobs. So, you know, if it comes down to carbon emissions and reducing them versus jobs in America, which side are you on? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Do you support the president's vision of rolling back these carbon emission rules that he thinks were an onerous burden to the economy, or do you think that was the wrong idea? I really want you to weigh in this morning. And here's part of the reason why. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. I'm sort of on, when it comes to global warming, I got to be honest, I struggle with this issue.
Yeah.
I mean, I really struggle with this issue. And I know that there are people who say, Wilson, you rhino, oh my God, what is wrong with you? How can you fall for all this stuff? I study this issue a lot. Every time something comes across my plate, I stop and I read it and I study it. And it seems that for every single thing that I read that says the, you know, global warming is real and carbon emissions are causing it and greenhouse gases, blah, 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 blah. On the other side of the equation is someone who says, you know, it's not real. Climate's change. I looked at it historically. I've looked at it scientifically. And I can't come up with where I am am on this. I can't decide which side is right on this. So help me out this morning. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Mary?
Well, I don't believe that global warming is a thing, because first it was global cooling in the 70s. We're all going to freeze to death. Then it was global warming. Now it's just change. And when someone can explain to me what ended the last big ice age, then we can talk. But people can't explain that to me. So until you can explain that to me and how man and our SUVs caused that, and I don't know that it's bad. It changes. The Sahara used to be a fertile rainforest. I just think it changes. And I think that a volcanic explosion can spew more carbon and more pollutants into the air than anything you or I could possibly do.
Yeah, that's true.
So as far as environmentally, do I recycle? Absolutely. I'm a maniac with recycling. I grew up that way. That's the way I was raised. From the time I was a kid, we were separating bottles and cans and everything else. It's just the way I grew up. So do I recycle? Yes. Do I even recycle my plastic bags and take them back to the grocery store to be recycled? Absolutely. Because there's two of them in a tree outside my apartment building. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan of that. And it doesn't take a lot of effort. It's easy to do. So do I do those things? Absolutely. So I'm environmentally aware. As for the coal thing, I worked in Kentucky on a radio station in Kentucky. And I can tell you that Obama's executive orders really killed the coal mining industry. And it doesn't just kill the coal miners. It doesn't just shut down the mine. It shuts down entire towns because the towns grow up around the mines. Mm-hmm. So the people who own the beauty parlor, the barber, the pizzeria guy, the people who...
Right.
All of those things go.
Yeah.
All of them go. It's not just the mines. So I know that.
Similarly, I grew up in oil field country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the price of oil depended on how the economy is going to do.
Right.
And when you have policies that restrict certain types of drilling,
mm-hmm.
it hurts the oil industry and all of the industries and all of the businesses in my hometown. I get that. Right. I understand.
And I also understand that on these coal plants, there are all sorts of state-of-the-art scrubbers and this and that that by the time the emissions come out, it's actually quite clean.
Right.
There is such a thing as clean coal. But there's this idea from the left that coal's dirty. It's just dirty. So I think there's a happy medium. And I don't necessarily think it has to be an environment versus jobs choice. I think there's a happy medium.
But apparently, you know, the president says that's what we have here. He says, listen, if we go with these carbon emission rules, we will lose jobs. Jobs are important. I said I'm going to get jobs, so we're going to roll back the carbon emission rules. I really do. I mean, I got to tell you, if there's any issue in America today that I struggle with, this is it. Because there are a lot of people I respect on both sides of this issue. Every story I read on one side is counteracted by another story I see on the other side. And I mean, what are Americans to do? How are they to figure this out? I'm a relatively intelligent guy, and I have a scientific bent. I understand science. As I read the science and as I read all the stuff that's out there, I really can't come up with an answer. But the phone lines, maybe people on the phone lines can help me understand it better. Keith in Gaithersburg, start us off. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Brian. As a
son of a meteorologist that was trained by the U.S. government, climate change exists because it always has existed for 100,000 years. The issue here, I always concede that there is climate change to the people who I argue with and say, now prove to me that it's man-made. That's where they can't prove it. There is no empirical evidence that it's being caused by greenhouse gases. It's just a theory they came up with in the 60s, and then typical liberal arguments, they just continue to say it so that it sounds like the truth. But, the government did a study 10 years ago, and it was on the news that greenhouse gases were number 9 in the top 10 causes of global warming, mm-hmm. and cow flatulence was number 5.
I read this, that if you really want to solve the problem, then you do away with cows.
And they would be happy to do that because they're vegan.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Go ahead, Keith.
They have other arguments, like they'll say, it was 65 degrees in Antarctica last month. Yes, because the Antarctic ice mass is growing and it's venturing into warmer waters. And they've had more snow on Antarctica in the last 2 years, but they won't report about that aspect.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's always counter-argument, whatever side you want to go with.
But you come down on which side, that global warming is not real?
No, global warming is not real. Climate change is real. It's been real for since the creation of the Earth.
Climate's changed, that's right.
It's not man-made. It's not caused by man-made.
Yeah, I saw a documentary just the other day about how they're using satellites, and as they clear the rainforest, they're finding that underneath all of the trees that they clear are signs of civilizations from the past.
Right.
And they believe that when these civilizations were there, and it was only a few thousand years ago, 7 or 8 thousand years ago, that this was not a rainforest. So the climate changed somewhere.
Right, well, we know that.
Yeah, I know. It's just well, listen, we'll take more of your calls here in just a moment. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. 515, time now for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Looking good this morning out of Triangle, Virginia 95. No accidents reported up through to the Beltway. Same story, 395. Extending across the 14th Street Bridge and into our nation's capital downtown. We're looking good for Maryland and around the Beltway, not just Maryland, but Virginia. Reported to be incident-free right now out of Annapolis and Bowie 50. Good ride. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here's the forecast. It looks like some clouds this morning, sunny skies this afternoon, the high ultimately 66 degrees, clear skies tonight, 41. Tomorrow, sunny, 58. And then tomorrow night, an 80% chance of rain after midnight and a low of 44. Friday will be a rainy day, maybe some thunder showers, high in the low 60s. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday mostly cloudy, 62. Sunday, partly cloudy, 65. Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today. President rolled back carbon emissions rules from the Obama era and said he was more interested in creating jobs. And there were coal miners there in attendance as he signed this executive order. And we're trying to say, which is it in your mind? Which is more important, rolling back the carbon emissions, controlling them, or trying to make sure that we have jobs? Phone lines are open. Brian and Bristow, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
I believe climate change is real. Global warming is a totally different issue. But, you know, if you listen to the liberals, you know, it's the cows, it's the pigs, it's the chickens, it's the gas. You know, eventually they're going to get to the point where, hey, it was great when we only had 100 million people on the planet. It was nice and cool. Maybe we need to get rid of those because they're polluting the planet. Mm. You know, it's man-made.
So get rid of man.
Yeah. I mean,
that solves the need for jobs then, doesn't it? You
know? I mean, if you get rid of everything else and it's still warm, then the next thing to go would have to be the humans. But, I mean, Florida was underwater. Dallas used to have water up to 20 feet high over it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, I know. All right, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it. How about Eileen in Haymarket? Eileen, you're up next. What do you say?
Well, good morning.
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 I have 2 points to make. The first is that there's a lot of money supporting this issue. Scientists get grants and loans. The left uses it to pay off donors and the like. A lot of left-wing people have gotten a lot of money supporting this issue. So I think that even if there is something to the issue, I think that it's tainted by the demand for more money.
Right.
And, by politics.
Secondly, I'm sorry?
By politics.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Just go.
Oh, okay. my second point is, what are the carbon emissions in China? Why is it that the all the perceived ills of the world are heaped on the back of the American taxpayer?
You make a very good point there. And if you've been to China, you know exactly what you're talking about. It is really, really the environment there is really taking an impact because they don't take the same kind of care that we take in this country. Let's see. Bob in Alexandria. You're up next with Brian and Mary. Hello, Bob.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, I mean, the American steel industry and our coal mining industry has taken it on the chin for the last 15 years, so it's time to go ahead and roll back all these regulations and make it a business-friendly environment. Because just like the previous caller said, the Chinese aren't doing anything with this global warming, yep, climate change. They don't care. They'll go ahead and do whatever's necessary to take care of their own people. It's about time we do the same thing.
All right. Thank you, Bob. And very clear in Bob's mind what needs to be done here.
I think that that resonates with a lot of people. And you've heard a lot of people say, you know, you've heard two callers now say that, you know, what about us? And this is why Donald Trump was elected, right?
Yeah, it was. Exactly.
Put America first.
Brian and Culpepper, you're up next. What do you say, Brian?
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Hi.
So I was actually a atmospheric science major at the University of Washington back in the late 80s. And back then they actually didn't believe in this, but I'd ask you, so Brian, what is the largest greenhouse gas in our atmosphere?
It's this one, carbon dioxide.
What's that?
Carbon dioxide.
No,
it's not.
Water vapor.
Water vapor.
So we already have a built-in negative feedback loop for, you know, an increase in temperature. Because if you have an increase in temperature, you're going to have
more water vapor in the atmosphere.
More water vapor. What's water vapor? It's a cloud. Well, what does cloud do? It's going to block sunlight. So even the guy that came up with the whole theory, you know, eventually said, yeah, you know, we've already got a negative feedback loop.
All right.
And this is crazy that we can't come to a,
a national consensus on this, right?
Exactly.
All right. Thank you for that, Brian. Greatly appreciate it.
He lost me on negative feedback loop.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I'm still working on my first cup of coffee.
All right. So water vapor turns to clouds. Clouds block the sun.
Okay.
I don't know. Scott in D.C., what do you say? See, and this is the thing. I mean, for everything you hear, there are five other questions. Scott in D.C., you're up next. What do you say?
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
What am I? Just chopped liver over here, Scott?
You got first bid on the last one. A couple of things as I was listening, and I've spent time in China. They actually shut down all traffic for certain vehicles going through the cities because of the pollution. It has nothing to do with the greenhouse gases. You see the air over there. You're breathing it. But the point that I was going to make when I called up is greenhouse gases is a load of hooey. Yeah, we all know climate change, called weather patterns and things like that, but you don't need to manipulate the things to try to prove your point. If it's going to stand on its own, it will be able to come out in all the statistics, all the fact-finding, all the science.
Yeah.
You have to manipulate all of your documents in order to prove your point.
And this is, again, one of the things. You look at the numbers, and some of say, well, they've been manipulated. Then you have this other group where it says, no, they're not. They're really not. So, again, who are we as common citizens and not scientists? How are we to figure this out? More of your call straight ahead. It is now 5:23.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
Attention homeowners, do you think you've missed your opportunity to save money on your mortgage? Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation wanted to let the WMAL listener know now is the perfect time to refinance with interest rates still low and property values rising. If you have a 10-year fixed rate mortgage higher than 2.875% with an APR of 3.12%, then you need to call 800-700-8068. Call 800-700-8068 to take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 2.875% with an APR of 3.12%. Before rates go up. Network Capital is a direct lender. It's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call 800-700-8068, 800-700-8068, and remember to listen to the Mortgage Radio Show heard 1 p.m. on Saturdays featuring Network Capital, and remember to call 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rates subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's take you around the Beltway. Maryland, Virginia, both looking excellent. No problems on 66. Good time to get going out of Gainesville. Not just to the Beltway, but I'm looking through Falls Church, Arlington, over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, heading in and out of Georgetown over the Key Bridge. 14th Street Bridge looks good, too. Maryland on I-97. As you come southbound near New Cut Road, watch for accident activity. That was along the left side. No problems on 50 as you come out of Annapolis Bowie and up through the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky around for the morning hours, and with gray sky, I think we'll see temperatures stay mild and not rise much until sunshine breaks out, especially by this afternoon. A little north breeze at 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk to President, roll back Obama-era climate change rules, and says he wants to have jobs, so which is more important to you? I think Tom in Georgetown has something to add to this discussion. Good morning, Tom. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Hey, good morning. I used to be a coal miner in southern West Virginia, and I had to leave there because our mine shut down, so I came out here to work in construction. So, you know, I think these EPA regulations that were imposed were, very harmful to a lot of people.
If the job were to come back open, would you go back?
No, I make more money now than I did in the coal mine.
Well, there you go. All right.
I don't want to say it's easier work, but I would think that it probably is easier
work.
Yeah,
listen, coal mine work is tough.
That's something that's in the family.
Yeah, very quickly, Ken and Bowie, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, Ken?
Good morning. 2 points. Mary stole my third one about the 70s and so on. First is Mount Pinatubo. They were ready for that when they weren't ready for Mount St. Helens. But when Mount Pinatubo blew, they knew all of the pollution it dumped in the atmosphere, mm-hmm. and that was more than all of our industrial pollution.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, thank you for the calls. We're going to talk about this again at 6:35 with Mark Morano with the Climate Depot, so you want to come back and join us for that conversation. It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Hey, D.C. homeowners, Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you a part-time landlord rocking rent collection and maintenance repairs? Are you buried in lunchtime errands and after-dinner tenant tasks that take you away from the good life? Well, do-it-yourselfers, it's time to outsource your headaches so you can increase your opportunities. Let Renters Warehouse manage your properties and set you on the fast track to financial and lifestyle freedom. The rent estate advisors at Renters Warehouse specialize in tenant placement with rent collection, maintenance coordination, paperwork processing, and much more. There's no marketing fees and no cancellation fees, just total focus on making you money. So stop managing and start multiplying your investment properties with Renters Warehouse. Turn your attention to growing your portfolio and your earnings and let them take care of the rest. Call a rent estate advisor today at 202-625-4370 or go to renterswarehouse.com. That's 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you see this video of the TSA searching a young boy in a very aggressive way? Have you had experiences like this? Is the TSA going too far? We'll take your calls coming up. 5:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. A fender bender turned into a fatal crash in Upper Marlboro last night after a man whose car was involved in a minor crash with another car on Route 301 got out of his vehicle to inspect the damage only to be struck by a third vehicle. The driver of the third car did remain on the scene. No charges have been filed in the case. A federal judge in Hawaii will hear arguments today on whether to extend his temporary order blocking President Trump's revised travel ban. Legal experts say it's unlikely Judge Derek Watson would side with the Trump administration, which opposes the state's request for a longer hold. Investors are hoping the tax reform talk remains bullish on Wednesday after Wall Street broke its first prolonged slump of the Trump administration.
The 151-point increase on the Dow at yesterday's close ended 8 days of losses and avoided the worst losing streak since Carter was in office. The White House signaled that they'll work on tax reform soon, and that tempered concerns about recent events in D.C. Investors were also buoyed by a report from the conference board that showed a rise in consumer confidence.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Looks like there will be plenty of room to move around at this year's Nerd Prom. The White House Correspondents Association says it's been notified that there won't be anyone from the White House attending this year's annual dinner, a move made to show solidarity with the president, who tweeted out last month that he was skipping the event. This correspondence board says the April 29th dinner will go on as planned. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,701, the NASDAQ at 5,875. In sports, the Wizards beat the Lakers and clinched the Southeast Division. The Caps beat the Wild in overtime, a hat trick for Alex Ovechkin. And President Trump says no to throwing out the first pitch at the Nets home opener on Monday. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Style. Performance. Superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Britt Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. Arrive in style. In American-made luxury. Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly.com.
Instead of cleaning out your closets and the garage this spring, clean out something that will really make a difference. Offload that timeshare, the one you've been paying increasing maintenance fees for year after year, the one you can't even afford to go to. Timeshare Exit Team are the people I trust to get you out, to remove that financial burden from your life once and for all. Timeshare Exit Team will get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. Visit Timeshare Exit Team, timeshareexitteam.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investor's kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Okay, this weather's crazy. It's all over the place. But no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud and grime and stuff inside your house. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and my friend Joe Hadid wants to help with a deep-down professional clean for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs. Hadid has developed an expedited cleaning process, which is faster and less expensive. And more great news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get a third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com or give him a call at 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
Come join Van Meter Companies in support of Children's National Medical Center at the 25th Annual Van Meter 5-Mile Run on Saturday, April 1st at 8:30 a.m. at Broadlands Marketplace in Ashburn, Virginia. Check out all the details at www.vanmeter5milerun.org.
5:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland to 70. Good. So far, incident-free. Just the volume starting to form as you come out of the Frederick area. Pushing down toward Urbana and 109 is expected. Out of Columbia, 29. A good trip down to the Beltway. For 95 in the BW Parkway between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway runs well. For I-97, we do have a crash if you're heading out of Glen Burnie southbound on I-97 before you get to Route 32. Two lanes are blocked. Watch for police direction through there. No problems, Virginia, on 66, 95, 395 quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky around for the morning hours, and with a gray sky, I think we'll see temperatures stay mild and not rise much until sunshine breaks out, especially by this afternoon. A little north breeze at 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 57 in Leesburg, 58 in Fort Washington, 59 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35, Mark Morato with the Climate Depot on the president's decision yesterday to roll back carbon emission rules from the Obama era. At 7:05, Matthew Elliott will talk about Brexit. It's about to happen. And what are the ramifications for the United States, for you and me? And then at 8:05, Doug McElway from Fox News. He's been covering this Rockville case. And then at 8:35, should be a very interesting interview with acting D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsom on immigration rules. They're not going to enforce them, and D.C. is going to continue to be a sanctuary city. The police chief will join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walton.
And good morning, Brian. Well, have you ever been screened by the TSA?
Those hands are so strong. So when life,
have you ever had the pat down?
Put your faith.
Well, I've not had the pat down. I've luckily been blessed. And I hold my breath when I go through.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know, 888-630-9625, have you ever had the pat down? And did you find it invasive? There is a video making the rounds.
Yeah, this is something
else.
It is
all over social media. And it's of a young boy. They say he's a teenager. He can't be more than 13 years old. He's a young kid. And I don't even think he looks that old, personally. And according to his mom, she posted this video on Facebook, and she tells the story where her son Aaron is apparently special needs, and he has a laptop that he has, which I guess keeps him calm. He has some form of he's on the spectrum somewhere, as they like to say, where there's Asperger's or something along those lines. And he went through security, went through the thing, didn't set off any alarms. But according to the Transportation Security Administration, they put out a prepared statement, say that they followed approved procedures to, quote, resolve an alarm of the passenger's laptop. And so they pat this kid down. Now, this pat down is online for you to see. It's been making the rounds. I'm sure everybody has seen it. And it goes on for about 2.5 minutes. And the TSA agent does use the back of his hand, as they're supposed to do. But they take their other hand and they push it to apply pressure so they can really feel. They go down this kid's backside, down his butt. They grab in both legs, and you could see like they're up against the junk, the business end of things, in there to feel. And then they come down his legs, and then he goes at the very end, from left to right, across the front of this kid's waist down to really rub up against his genitals. And the kid is great. You can tell he's petrified. He goes 2.5 minutes of this TSA agent basically feeling this child. And he passed through. They missed their flight. The mom claims they were there for more than an hour, but TSA says it took 45 minutes. 45 minutes, and he didn't set off any alarms.
Right.
So 888-630-9625. Have you been through this? And is it just too invasive at this point in the game?
Listen, I think that what you're going to see right now is an increase in this kind of stuff because something's going on. I mean, this whole laptop thing that with certain countries, if you're flying in for certain countries, some people are suggesting that's going to become something that is nationwide. And, you certainly are going to get, I think, a lot more scrutiny as you travel in the days ahead. And I hear that they have stepped up the pat-downs. Whether that's true or not, at least anecdotally, that's what you begin to hear right now. I have been, patted down because I've gone through the scanner, and it invariably, I don't care how careful you are, you can take everything out of your pocket, you have nothing on your body except your clothes and your underwear, and you're running around in your socks, and it'll still, the scanner says, I need to check your waistband. Why?
Right.
I'm not wearing a belt.
Right.
And it seems like almost always I get stopped beyond the screening for one of these things. And I think that at times it has been rather invasive. Look, I know that we have to try to make these people safe when they get on a plane. You want to have some security.
Mm-hmm.
And look, they're going to get criticized if they don't do it and something slips through.
Right.
That's the other side of the equation. But I actually do wonder sometimes if we haven't gone a little too far with the TSA. Ultimately, what other form of transportation do we get on where we go through that kind of stuff? We get on a train. We don't have to go through this. We get on a bus. To go through this. Well, only when we get on a plane. And the idea with the TSA was, after 9/11, let's make sure we don't have another 9/11, right?
Right.
That problem was solved when you secured the cockpit doors.
Right.
So, you are going to be at risk anytime you're on public transportation. So why do we go to all these nth degrees for airplanes? But
yeah,
that's just me.
And this kid's prepubescent. He just could have taken his shirt off and half of it would have been over.
Yeah.
888-630-9625. Have you been, I don't call it a pat down, it's a feel up. And I'm sorry, but unless they buy me dinner, it's not happening. John in Strasburg, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Mary, nice to talk to you. Brian, welcome back. Good to talk to you.
Thanks.
I've been molested by TSA. I don't like to fly anymore because of it.
Yeah, it's invasive, is it not?
It would be considered borderline sexual assault, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, and how long did it take for them to... They padded down this kid for about 2.5 minutes. I've watched the whole video. It's about 2.5 minutes long.
Close.
Yeah, I think it's out of control, but that's me personally. How about you? Have you been through this? 888-630-9625. We'll get more of your calls coming up. It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. In a dark room at the 335th Training Squadron's Weather Training Complex at Kessler Air Force Base, a 48-inch carbon fiber globe hangs suspended from the ceiling with projectors pointing at it from each corner. Science on a Sphere is DoD's newest weather training aid, using computers with high-end graphics cards and video projectors to display data onto the globe. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
2017, new year, new administration, and maybe even, with the right real estate agent, new neighbors. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and if you've been considering selling your home, take my advice and call Frank Prindle today. Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance is an expert on real estate, and he has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and for more money than other local agents. When George was looking to sell his Rockville investment property, he trusted Frank. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly and for top dollar. There's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel, and it's no secret that I trust Frank. So call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Eric Church, asking you to join me in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS through the T.J. Martell Foundation. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn about music's promise for a cure.
It's 5:45. More of your calls straight ahead. Now it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on I-97. We do have a long lineup here getting by this crash. Still just one lane gets by. If you're coming out of Glen Burnie and coming southbound on 97 before you get to Benfield Road, before Route 32, that's the scene of the crash. Again, just one right lane gets by, so a little extra time needed. Northbound side, though, you're okay. Nothing blocked, and you're getting by with just a brief check of rubbernecking there. On 270 southbound, it's about the volume out of Frederick down toward Route 80 and 109. Definitely seeing that increasing on the cars there. On the Beltway, looks good. Maryland and Virginia. Virginia 95, a little bit sluggish heading in toward Aquia. And again, a volume increasing toward the Occoquan. But lanes are reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky greets us on this Wednesday morning, but developing sunshine will come on in. We'll modify nicely before the cooler air comes in. You will notice a change by tomorrow morning, maybe back to a heavier jacket. 66 with a north breeze today. Tonight we're clear, cooler, down near 40. 30s for the suburbs. Sun and a few clouds on Thursday, 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees, 546 on WMAL.
So we want to know if you have ever been, quote unquote, patted down by the TSA. There is a video that is viral making the rounds of a prepubescent boy being patted down at DFW Airport. And apparently his laptop signaled some kind of problem.
I'm reading from the TSA blog. That's where the TSA makes their case. They say that the laptop alarmed on the explosive trace detection machine, and they had to resolve that, and that there was a long period of time to do this because they had to explain to the parents what was going to happen and discuss the procedure, bring police officers in to witness and all this. So they say that because of their concerns about laptops right now, they felt like they had to go the extra mile.
And were there any explosives on the 10-year-old's laptop?
No.
Okay, just checking. At 888-630-9625, and did you find it to be too invasive if you actually did do it? Tim in Quantico, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Tim, is it too invasive?
Hey, good morning, Brian, Mary.
Hi.
Yes, having done this procedure many times in combat, as well as knowing the intelligence-driven reasons why we do this, I'd like to bring up a couple points. One, it is naturally uncomfortable to place your hands in between someone's legs, around the genital areas, and especially women around the chest area. The bad guys know this, okay? They know that, so that's where we're going to hide things, okay? If you, I know we're talking about Brian about how 9/11 is about securing cockpits, but I'd like to refer you back to the underwear bomber.
Yep.
Okay, while he was unsuccessful, okay, he got it through. We talk about the body scanners. While we're not necessarily looking for metal, we're looking for density, difference in densities of composition. Again, the underwear bomber guy, okay? Had we had a body scanner, they would have seen that body scanner because there would have been an anomaly.
Right.
So while it is uncomfortable, I also understand it's also equally uncomfortable for the TSA who has to follow the procedure to ensure that he is thoroughly searching the body of the person in question.
Yeah, it's a tough deal.
Let me ask you a quick question. Why can't we do what El Al does? It's the safest airline in the world. Why can't we do what they do?
I'm not familiar with the deal.
It's the Israeli airline. Tim, thank you so much for the call. Thank you for listening.
I'll tell you why we can't do it.
Because they profile.
Well, no, it's not that. It's not that at all.
It isn't. Okay.
It's that the profile in a small airport, in a small airline, you can do that. If you tried to do that at Chicago O'Hare,
right.
If you tried to do that at BWI, if you tried to do that at Dallas-Fort Worth, it would be absolute chaos.
The time involved
would not allow you to do it.
You know, because flying's so much fun to begin with. Mm. Sylvie in Waldorf. Sylvie, hey, how are you?
What's up, Sylvie?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yes, not TSA, but Customs and Border coming Chicago to Rome. My 10-year-old son, U.S. citizen, born in the U.S., U.S. passport,
yeah.
was taken to a room, was flagged, taken to a room with for an hour and a half, a 10-year-old. They never told me exactly what happened or why, and I contacted Customs months later, and they told me that to contact DHS to get a redress number for him from the TRIP program of DHS, which I did. And then last year we went to Europe. Everything was fine. He never got flagged going to okay. or coming back from Europe, and mm-hmm. but I never got a reply, and they never... legally, they said they could never say why.
Wow. Listen, we all know Sylvia Wardorf, and she's complete, and that family is completely sketchy. Let's just be honest about it.
I blame you, Sylvie.
Thank you, Sylvie.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day. Do we have time? Let's get Andrew in Fairfax here. Andrew, good morning. So, have you ever been patted down before?
Yeah, actually, I was patted down while I was in uniform. I used to be in the Marine Corps, and in going through security on orders. And my chucks, and I got pulled off to the side. First, I was told to remove my my ribbons, and then I was patted down after I told them I wouldn't remove my ribbons because it takes a long time to get ribbons put on your uniform. You
right.
know? But I had a big argument. I had to talk to the marshals. I had to talk to the airport administration. I missed my flight. I had a whole big hubbub. But what happened to good old fashioned profiling?
Yeah.
Where you sit there and you profile people that fit a description of, and that's what all
right.
What
that, well, we have to leave
what's
it right
the
there.
P word. We can't say the P word. My God, are you trying to get us knocked off the air?
Here's Rush Limbaugh. It's 5:51.
The Nebraska Democrat Party wants refugees. They're giving them gift baskets, diapers, kitchen utensils, and voter registration forms. A letter signed by Jane Klebe comes with the forms. She points out that Nebraska welcomes more refugees than any other state per capita. She says that Trump's travel ban's racist, so is a call to action for them in Nebraska. Refugees left their political parties, their old countries behind, so the Nebraska Democrats wanted to make sure they'd be embraced here. As for the voter registration forms, she says it's not illegal for the Democrats to hand them out. She's just helping the refugees become familiar with them. A Republican state lawmaker wants the Democrats to provide a list of all the people who were given these forms as part of their welcome. That way, voter rolls can be checked to make sure everything's on the up and up. The Democrats say that that's offensive. It's absolutely ludicrous, says Klebe. It's a sad state of affairs that this is where the Republican Party is going right now. Ms. Klebe, you Democrats, you don't give a rip that it's illegal for non-citizens to vote. Ludicrous doesn't even begin to describe what's going on with your party. This is such a transparent effort that you're engaging in. It proves this is the only reason you care about immigration.
Rush, noon to 3. Psst, listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, if you're getting your land ready for spring, you need a tractor. But how do you know if you're buying the right tractor? Well, talk to somebody who already has one, like the 98% of Mahindra owners who would recommend a Mahindra to their friends. That's right, folks, 98%. Mahindra stands behind their tractors and utility vehicles with the industry's leading warranties. They're made to last with real steel, not plastic. And Mahindra's utility vehicles are even built right here in the USA. Trust your land to the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth, and you'll discover why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. To become the next satisfied Mahindra owner, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton.
or visit cecilstractors.com. That's cecilstractors.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, it's awesome recommending my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are just killing it and exceeding sellers' expectations, getting top dollar and selling homes quick. Sarah and Debbie sold Ronnie and Diana's home in just 24 days at 100% of the asking price. Sarah and Debbie delivered a great ready home buyer using their unique selling system. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds already have the buyers. In fact, they have over 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive database and may already have a buyer for you. Let Sarah and Debbie show you buyers in real time that are interested in your home right now. Sarah and Debbie can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar. So why call anyone else? Call the only team you need to make this happen. That's my friends, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Sarah and Debbie are waiting to hear from you at 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, we start off with two problems here in this hour. Northbound 5, 301, extremely slow. She's coming out of Brandywine, heading up to Clinton due to the crash. Northbound 5 before Surratt's Road. Also, accident activity if you're coming south on I-97. South of coming out of, say, Glen Burnie, and you're heading down toward Route 32. The crash is before you get to Benfield Boulevard. Now looks like a slight improvement. They had only one lane getting by, but I see two of the three lanes now open on 270 volume Urbana-Hyattstown around the Beltway, currently reported without any incidents. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Slightly cooler air will be settling in over the next 24 to 36 hours. I think we'll really feel it by tomorrow morning. Clouds in this morning and mild. Developing sunshine, though, through the day. Should be a sunny commute home. A north breeze, 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds up to 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees. It is 5:56.
Hey, I bet those bags and the puffiness under your eyes are still not going away. So many of you are asking Chamonix for a great deal on Genucel. So Genucel is back with a great discount. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you how Genucel is a luxurious treatment with plant stem cells and anti-aging peptides that targets the puffiness and bags under your eyes. But something new is waiting for you when you order Genucel today, a $50 instant coupon for additional savings on your order. Chamonix will also give you Esotique, Chamonix's anti-aging collagen builder, and for results in 12 hours or less, you'll also get Genucel immediate effects as a second free gift. With this deal and today's $50 instant coupon, you can indulge in a two-month supply of three amazing Chamonix products for much less than department or drugstore brands that just don't work. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com right now. That's 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
At Carefree Office Technology, we take care of all businesses, just like we did for our new friends at WMAL. They needed a new printer, and we set them up the very next day. If your copier or printer is down, call Carefree Office Technology at 703-385-1700. And for new customers, get your first month's lease free. Call 703-385-1700 for details, or visit carefreeoffice.com. We'll get you up and running. Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned business.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time, and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep. alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Well, the president has rolled back the Obama-era carbon emission rules. Is that a good idea, a bad idea? We'll talk to Mark Morano with the Climate Depot. And have you ever been scammed? We're going to take your calls on that. It's all straight ahead right here on WMA.